Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Welcome to the Truth Train at a late time doing the election show. This is Anarchy Austin Thomas. I'll be filling in for the lovely Liberty Lisa today. This one is interesting, folks. Oh, she's on the line listening. This one's interesting. They're really playing up this facade. That's for sure. It's definitely interesting. I'm going to give them props for this one. And I'm going to bring in the lovely Liberty Lisa. Well, welcome to your show.
Oh, thank you for being so kind as to bringing me on my show.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy I am. I'm sitting here watching these election results. It's pretty interesting. Have you been paying attention?
Well, we were watching it, but we changed the channel, so it's one of those things where keeping you on the edge of your seat. Ooh, look, Trump might win. He might win. And then in the end, oh, dang it, the Electoral College has won again for the bad guy. They're both bad.
It's pretty interesting.
Clinton's worse,
yeah,
I'm sorry. They're both bad, though.
Yeah, they're not going to – I don't think they're going to be able to call this one tonight. They're gonna extend the drama on this one. It's going to be quite interesting.
Pretty obvious.
Play out the suspense.
Yeah, it's like keeping everybody on the edge of their seats and, you know – oh, it was so close. If only I'd voted harder.
Exactly. I'm watching the CNN, the Clinton News Network, and I'm watching the Foul News. That's supposed to be the rebuke against side. And I still believe that there's two states that they're kind of giving toward to the Trumpster right now that may end up, when it's all said and done and they count all the votes from Wayne County, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, the big city there with Inkster and Wyandotte, the bigger cities in Michigan, I'm speaking from experience from that neck of the woods, that little red Michigan map may flip to Hillary Clinton in the blue. And I think the same thing is in play. I was wondering if Julie would be calling in her state of Arizona. They've got it real close, but they're giving that state to the Trumpster. But if those two states flip to Hillary Clinton, guess what? She'll have 270 Electoral College votes, right? 270 right on the dot, what you need to win. Imagine that. What would be the odds of something like that?
Yeah, the odds. Go ahead and say it. Who's going to win?
I'm still sticking to my prediction that I've been saying for years, and you've known me, you've lived with me, that they're going to appoint Hillary Clinton as the next puppet in chief of the United States.
And I agree. I think that based on the email scandal and how they basically exonerated her without any research, based on, you know, the arms dealer who had his case.
What do you mean? There was only 650,000 emails. They just had to read one a second, and they could have.
Exactly.
They could have went, if they read one email a second and assessed it in 1 second each email, they would have got it done in a week.
That's pretty reasonable.
That's reasonable. I mean, what, you can't read an email in a second and assess everything in it?
Right, and you got to, you know, trust everyone, you know, who's reading, if you had a team of people, and know that they were making the right assessment. But the whole thing's crazy. You know, something like that should have taken a year or two to study and research. And then there was an arms dealer who said, oh, I have a confession to make. Hillary, I'm going to implicate her in an arms deal. And they dropped immediately like a hot potato. The Department of Justice dropped her case against this arms dealer. So that tells me they're protecting Hillary. And if they're protecting Hillary, that means that that's the one they want. You know?
Well, it's Austin Thomas. I got a 30-day block today on Facebook for some post or something. I guess I don't know. They never even tell me. But his good friend Tom Lloyd made a meme, and it's pretty much on point. He's a good friend of mine. He's going to be taking over the reins for me for the next 30 days. We're really close, aren't we, Lisa?
He's a good guy. I like him.
You like him a lot too. Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he posted the meme that you believe you elect presidents. Ha 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 ha. The guy laughing, and he said the production of the Bread and Circuses Dog and Pony S show of the election is too close to call. He posted it before it all started. They aren't going to call this one tonight. Wake the F up. It's all a production show, just like the reality shows on TV. This one is in the bag for Hitlery. The Trumpster did a hell of a job, wink, wink. But you all know Hitlery is the bankster's choice.
I do think that Trump was laughing his butt off in the beginning and making a fool of himself just to make Hillary look better. And he and nobody could believe all the people that followed him. She didn't have hardly, you know, 100 people at her rallies, and he'd have thousands, tens of thousands. And so he became, you know, a lot bigger than anyone expected. And I think Trump's ego got involved, and he actually started trying near the end because he saw his campaign ads starting to change and how he composed himself starting to change just to, you know, I found it interesting. Like, I almost feel like he was just maybe ticked off at the whole thing and decided to say, yeah, well, I'm going to win, you know. And he all along is he's been, it's not that they're close friends or anything. They're all in the same group of people who, you know, are doing all sorts of evil. It's their little inner clique. And, you know, when you're in that inner clique, you – kiss each other's butt and you know, steal from everybody else. And so,
yeah, well, it's like the late great George Carlin said, it's a big clique and you ain't in it. I'm refraining from the profanity because this is your show, Lisa. You'll notice that there will be no swear words on your show.
But I think that Clinton, I think that Donald Trump got his ego involved and actually tried to win at the end. But, you know, ultimately, somebody brought this up on my page, and this is true. Ultimately, he'd still be under their control regardless. He's just more of a loose cannon. You know, they'd much rather have Hillary, who is completely controllable. I mean, she's a puppet, you know. And he's got a huge ego, and he's a little more of a wild card. So who would you rather deal with? You know, somebody who will do your bidding at every turn, or somebody who will buck you whenever they feel like they want to. So, you know, that's what I think the whole picture, the behind the scenes picture is.
And that's why they want Clinton to win. And even with the emails and the arms deal and everything else going on, Benghazi and everything else that's tainted her career and all the, 20 dead people. You know, it doesn't matter. She's like the Teflon queen.
Right. She definitely is. And I agree with you. We've discussed this. I mean, you know, what limited politics that we do discuss. We've discussed this, and I've discussed this on previous shows here on the Truth Emerges Network and with other people. I believe that the Trumpster in the beginning was a plant because Billy Boy actually talked Trump into running. Yeah, go ahead, run. I think it'd be a good thing. And he was placed there to brand the Republican Party as a bunch of wing nuts and crazies, and to push people toward Hillary Clinton. And I agree with you. His ego got involved, and he started thinking, wow, these people really do like me. They like this dog and pony show. These people like me. I can win this. I can be POTUS. I can be the puppet in chief. I can really win this. And then he turned rogue on them. And I believe that.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. Yeah, if you look at the recent, you know, ad campaign he did against Hillary, I was like, oh my God, I can't even believe that ad. You know, it wasn't anything like the stuff in the beginning. It was just, in the beginning, it was almost tongue in cheek, you know, like the whole thing was a joke. And now it kind of changed near the end, but people really, you know, relate with Trump. And, you know, I'm over at my sister's house and their whole family wants, you know, Trump to win. And my dad and mom want Trump to win. And I understand that, you know, sentiment because, I mean, compared to Hillary, you know, but I also have another sister who's a Democrat. She thinks Trump's the most awful, you know, insensitive, you know, brash, uncouth person in the world. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. Like, he's not.
Yes.
Neither of them are.
He is.
Yeah.
He is brash.
Yeah,
he is uncouth. I'll tell you what, even though, you know, myself, I'm an anarchist, I really don't have a dog in the hunt, so to speak. But, I mean, yeah, Donald may have said some hateful things. The key word there is said. Look at Hillary's track record. She has done some hateful and insidious things. But you can't explain that to a Hillary supporter. Oh, there's no evidence, and you're a conspiracy theorist. I mean, people. Come on. I mean, hope, you know, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, you're listening tonight. Come on, people, especially you Hillary supporters or Hillary supporters. Do you think all this is contrived? Do you think we're all conspiracy theorists? Because what about this? What about this? What about this? She just has so many skeletons in the closet and so many dirty dealings. And so many bodies laying in the Clintons' wake. I mean, wake up. I mean, even if one tenth of what they're saying about her is true, one out of 10 things is true. Isn't that enough?
I've been reading that she's a high-level Wiccan, and, you know, after that spirit cooking thing came out, I was like, wow. And then there was Kathy O'Brien. She was an MKUltra victim, and she said that Clinton was big into lesbian and using women, in the sex ranks, you know, for her little slaves. And she actually was forced to, you know, go down on her and vice versa, and I guess Kathy O'Brien wrote a book about it, like her experiences as a MKUltra sex slave, and she's been mutilated down there, you know, by the sick people, and, you know, in charge of her. And when Clinton found out, supposedly, according to this book, found out about the mutilation, she got turned on. She got just totally turned on. She's like, let me see. And she got turned on. So
and again,
I don't know
again,
if that's
I'm,
true
I'm
or
not,
I, folks, but I mean, that's just one person's testimony, you know, who can prove, you know, with pictures what's happened, how her body's been mutilated. And she's written books about it. And she was a, you know, that's just one person. And then there's, you know, how many, what, 20 people or something that have died that had, you know, information on the Clintons or somehow, you know, stood up against them. It's like, to me, it's like a cabal. You know, I mean, I know Donald Trump's not a great person either, but it's scary. Either way is scary. Honestly, they're both talking about taking away the internet, and Hillary's like after our guns, and I don't know. It's just nightmare. Either way, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, I mean, I believe so too, but I think that, and I hate to say this as an anarchist, I think that the Trumpster would actually be the lesser of the two evils.
I do too.
But
I totally agree.
I'm not under the impression that, like a lot of people are, that Trump is his own man. Believe me, these elite bankers, these people in the shadow government behind the scenes, they have dirt on everybody. They're going to maintain control.
Well,
I don't see that changing.
You have to keep in mind, Trump's got all his money and possessions that you know, he would lose, and that's really his god, you know. And then, you know, I don't know how much he cares about his wife, but his children, you know, when you're dealing with that much power, you're dealing with, you know, the potential of losing your children or your wife or your possessions, you know, to the people that you've ticked off because they're in control of everything. So ultimately, he would do their bidding too. He would just be more entertaining, honestly.
Well, I still think that somehow, some way, Hillary is going to pull this out. She's going to get this election. But if I'm wrong, I will be the first to eat crow because I've been saying for years that it was in the bag for her.
Yeah.
And I'll admit I was wrong. I'll do another show and admit that I was wrong if the Trumpster is the president-elect. But this one's going to be – they're going to call this one too close to call all night. They're not going to call this one tonight. They're going to let the suspense and drama build. And I have a feeling when it's all said and done that Michigan and Arizona, those two states – I'm saying it on your show, I'm calling it right now, are going to flip from red to blue. And Hillary will be on that magic number of 270 electoral votes.
Yeah.
So the Electoral College can do their appointment and smile.
There shouldn't even be an Electoral College. You know, it should just be popular vote. I mean, if you're truly
well, right
living
now,
there.
As of 1 minute ago, Donald Trump had 49% of the total vote. Hillary Clinton, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
46.4%. Or 46.6%, excuse me. So Donald Trump has a 2.4% advantage as of right now in the raw, in the total vote count. We're not talking the electoral college thing. We're talking the raw vote, the popular vote, I guess you would call it. And I am flabbergasted. I mean, the I remember the CNN I was watching it, I call CNN the Clinton News Network, when Trump was campaigning so hard in Michigan and Wisconsin that they were all laughing. Well, he doesn't stand a chance there. That's a Democratic stronghold. But what people don't realize is Donald Trump really, if you look at it, really isn't a rebuke again. He is actually he's pretty progressive. He just flipped a few things to try and get the conservatives on board. Trump, he used to be pro-abortion. Now he flipped. He's pro-life. He used to be a big donor to Hillary Clinton and backed her in the 2008 election as a Democrat. Yes, that's right. He actually backed, not just with his mouth, but with his pocketbook, monetarily, Clinton in 2008. This is a weird soap opera.
What's the blog tech number? 347-855-8301?
Yes. Yeah, I'm out back having a smoke.
I told Jamie. Listen to this. Jamie Engler Curry is a friend of ours. She goes,
yes.
Okay, I have a confession to make. Secretly, I want Trump to win. I just know that Winch is going to get it. Trump is going to get. She's so funny. Trump is going to get Al Gore. Hold on a minute. Al Gore, you watch. I think he would give us change. I won't like everything he does, but at least it's not her. I want her to die in very slow, agonizing, painful death as I sit and eat pizza while she takes her last breath. Yep, you just boarded the truth train.
Jamie Lynn's funny. I like her.
I know, she's funny.
That's Jamie. That is funny. And I'm flabbergasted. I'm just like, wow. The Trump train, the Trumpster, the Trump train is rolling. And how are they gonna flip Michigan and Arizona to Hillary? I'm still can't see Donald Trump as the POTUS, the President of the United States. I can't see it.
I am with you. I think that somehow it's gonna turn around and flip to her. Oh my gosh, Dennis Ford, he's hilarious. His memes are so funny. Oh my gosh, he's so funny. So, speaking of which, I put a meme of his on my page. I just thought it was so funny. You know that little boy that, you know, walks around? He's like, oh, look, it's a marshmallow. And it's, you know, something like a pillow, you know, and he's just, he's naive and he's half retarded and he just, you know, says things in that voice. Well, he's got a meme up with him in this room full of voters and he goes, I'm helping. And I saw that and started laughing. You know, it is just so futile, you know. It's so futile because I believe it is rigged and it's so controlled. And, you know, even the delegates control anyway above your votes. Like, why even vote, you know? And then when you vote, it's like you're participating in the evil and you're believing in something above God is what I think too. You're actually putting the government above God, you know, and in the way you would look at it is government above yourself. And, you know, I do believe that. I think that our priorities are all out of line, all out of whack. It's like we're brainwashed. We put way too much into this stuff. And it's a nightmare. But, I mean, either way it's bad, but
I'm with you. I'm with Jamie. I agree. I think Trump would be, if you're going to choose between the two evil, you know, at least with him, he's has some compassion. I've heard stories about, you know, one time he was in his limousine and the tire went flat. And some normal everyday guy stops and changes the tire out for the limo driver. And Trump says, what can I do for you? You know? And he goes, well, you could send some flowers to my wife. And he's like, yeah, give me your address. So he sent flowers to the house and the card attached said, your mortgage is paid off.
Wow.
And yeah, and this happened years ago. And there's a lot of generous stories like that. So, yeah, you know, I don't know. I've just never heard anything like that from her. And I just think there's a little more of a human element with him. You know, I trust him more than I trust her. Not that I trust him, but more. So, you know, I guess as you sit and eat popcorn and watch this whole thing go down, you know, if I were to take sides, I would be more happy with him winning than her. But it's just so sad if they're supposed to be the elite, the top of the top, the president of the United States, the representative for us all. If those are the two that were picked for us, I mean, think of what a sad state of affairs that implicates. We are on such a downward spiral in this country. Downward spiral. Morally,
well,
you know, financially, corruption-wise, it's just such an interesting time to be alive, because I believe we're going to witness the whole thing crashing.
And I agree with you. I mean, this whole thing is unsustainable. This fractional reserve banking and this creating money from nothing out of debt and basically enslaving our children of the future that aren't even born yet. We're putting them in bondage, and it has to end. It has to collapse somehow. There is no way that this is sustainable. There is really no way. It's an hour and 32 minutes before. The last polls close in Alaska in an hour, 31 minutes and 56 seconds. I mean, this is craziness that Alaska may be in play. Alaska. I don't ever remember an election that Alaska was in play.
Yeah.
Florida is so tight, but they're looks like they're calling Florida for Trump. Wow. I'm looking at this map of the United States, and it sure is a lot of red. Sure is a lot of red. Most of it is. Well, we all know that, I mean, that New York and California is going to Hillary. I mean, there's no doubt about it. You know, the land of fruit nuts in California and the big progressive liberals there, they love big government there. Same in New York. Same in the Detroit area in Wayne County. I mean this may come down to Phoenix, Arizona, and Detroit, Michigan to flip this map and give this election, I'm using that term loosely, to Hillary Clinton.
Yeah.
It's not over by a long shot. They're not going to call this tonight. There's no way. Boy, the Trump or the Trumpsters are going. Fox projects Trump wins Florida, North Carolina, and Ohio. Ohio.
Yeah, let's go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Donald Trump, 49.1% of the vote. And see, the thing is we're talking about, and you have to remember, these are people that are voting. Not everybody is voting. So, I mean, is this really, I mean, to be the devil's advocate here, is this really democracy in action? If you don't have over 50% of the vote, do you understand what I'm saying, Lisa? Does that make sense to you?
No, yeah, I do. I mean, I think that the electoral votes is what bothers me. If you're gonna vote and say we have a democracy, then it should be just whatever our votes are. It shouldn't be Alabama, Trump gets 62% of the votes, and so now he gets 9 electoral votes. You know, I think it should be actual votes. You tally it up.
Yes. So you think that if in a true democracy, you just take the popular vote, and that's it?
Yeah. Exactly. Because there's been elections before where the popular vote was one thing and the electoral vote was another. You know?
Right. Yeah, this is us.
And that's why.
I may be eating some crow. I thought that Hitler had this thing in the bag and was going to be appointed the puppet in chief. I'm admitting here on the air I may be eating some crow. It's not over yet.
I agree. But. I think it's Hillary, because even though it looks like it's not, I think it is. You've got to understand that they've made it clear by dropping the email probe and everything else that that's the one they want. They're just gonna flip it somehow. There's no way.
I hate to even say this, but is there a possibility that something happens to Donald Trump?
Is there a possibility that what?
That something happens to Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. Well, probably. Well, hon, I have to get going because it's getting late out here.
I understand. I appreciate you calling in your show.
Yeah, I just wanted to make an appearance and stuff. And I guess it is kind of a little closer than I expected on this thing. I'd be super shocked if Trump wins, but we'll find out tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see what it is, because I don't think this one will be decided tonight either. I don't think it'll be decided tonight. I just want to thank Lisa for calling in. So good to hear your voice.
Love you.
On the truth train. Choo, choo, choo. The truth train. Choo, choo, choo. I'm going to take a little early break here. I'm going to roll some ads, and then we'll be back, and then we'll discuss what's happening on this crazy election. Thank you so much, Lisa. She's already gone and dropped. All right, guys, we're going to take a few minutes here. I'm going to thank our sponsors, especially Dabco Transportation, big friend of the network here at Truth Emerges Radio. We really appreciate them. Back in a few minutes, and we're going to discuss what's happening. And I'm going to get some updates during the commercial break. See you in a few minutes.
Well, I pulled out of Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before.
Hey folks, this is the Mouth, and if you need something moved, you need to go through Dadco Transportation. Family-owned and operated, Dadco Transportation specializes in pad wrap fixtures to retail stores throughout the country, as well as furniture transportation, pad trap and box furniture from California to Arizona to all points east. Be it truckload, LTL, rollout, exclusive use, or expedited, Dadco is here to service their clients safely, efficiently, and quickly. So if you need something moved within the continental U.S., contact Dadco Transportation at 609-296-9121 or contact them directly at dadcotrans.com. That's DABCOTRANS.com.
But I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last.
Einstein, she's already ready to rally against the guns.
Well, you're set up for failure, but it doesn't mean you have to fail.
A disarmed nation is ready for tyranny. What about the over 2 million crimes that were prevented by people being armed? This is a representative republic. Democracy is frickin' mob rules. That's what true democracy is. It's mob rules.
It's just like a matter of, you know, you gotta be careful of who you listen to and whose input you take. And it's all fun and games.
One and only original Guerrilla Radio with Austin Thomas and Liberty Lisa. Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Only on the Truth Emerges Radio Network.
You took an oath to uphold the Constitution, not to uphold gangster banksters and a bunch of tyrannous political puppets.
It has to start somewhere. It has to start sometime. What better place than here? What better time than now?
This is indeed a disturbing universe.
Yes. All I'm offering is the truth. Not unraveling the Matrix with me, your host, Austin Thomas. Yeah, we like to mess with the taboo stuff that you're not going to hear or see on the lamestream media. Now that you're awake, be aware. Be aware what's in play. CIA, Mossad banking, money laundering, and international organized crime joint venture. Imagine that.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
Well, we know how these elections are all on the straight and narrow worldwide.
Unraveling the Matrix with Austin Thomas. Saturday nights, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Only on Truth Emergence Radio Network.
I'm hoping that they're listening to us here on Truth Emerges Network.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. Even now, in this very room.
You can see it when you look out your window, or when you turn on your television.
You can feel it when you go to work, when you go to church, when you pay your taxes. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Who is getting your money? If you are being hijacked by corruption in your government, you will quickly realize that you are stuck with no way out. Find out how your life, family, and assets can be stolen from you while you are the one paying for it. Join me, Debbie Carroll, at the Fourth Branch, The Truth Emerges, on Blog Talk Radio, Thursday nights from 6 to 8 Pacific Time. We need everyone on board to understand what is happening and put a stop to this evil corruption.
You're listening to The Truth Train with Liberty Lisa. Join the second hour by calling 1-347-855-8301.
All right, everybody, I'm back. This is Anarchy Austin. I'm hosting for the lovely Liberty Lisa, special edition of The Truth Train here on Tuesday. We're on late night doing the election show. And I'm sitting here wondering if I'm going to be eating crow for years. I've been stating that Hitler would be appointed the next puppet in chief. And now I'm watching the Clinton News Network, and they're scrambling with all kinds of scenarios for Hillary Rodham Clinton to be actually elected as puppet in chief, as the POTUS. They're juggling states. And the easiest and most logical one I can see, again, this is my opinion, is Michigan and Arizona somehow flipping from the red that even CNN, the Clinton News Network, has for Hillary. I mean, has for Donald Trump to Hillary Rodham Clinton. This would take an amazing amount of votes coming in from Wayne County, Michigan. My old stomping grounds. I was born and raised southwest side of Detroit. And the voters there. And I'm just going to say this. I'm just going to state this, why I think that Michigan would be a flip state, because of the corruption in Wayne County and the way it has always gone so strongly Democrat. Even though the rest of the state pretty much is all red, it's that Wayne County. That's the big block of voters. Wayne County, Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, has been a Democratic stronghold for as long as I can ever remember. I mean, even, and I'm 56 years old now, guys. I mean, even as a kid, it was Democrats, Democrat, Democrat, city, Democrat. And there, she's going to need to flip Michigan, and she's going to need to flip Arizona. That's the easiest pathway for the powers that be to put the power in Hillary Clinton's hand, in her hands. I mean, it's like insane. I can't even believe that there's this much drama, that they really, really have this much drama. I mean, maybe I'm getting sucked in by this production. Maybe this is a production, like my friend Tom stated earlier. It's a big production. He made the call before this all started, before the polls even started to close, that this was going to be an all-night ordeal. The production of the Bread and Circus's Dog and Pony S show of the election is too close to call. They aren't going to call this one tonight. Wake the F up. It's all a production show, just like the reality shows on TV. This one is in the bag for Hitlery. The Trumpster did a hell of a job, wink, wink. But you all know Hillary is the Bankster's choice. And she definitely is the Bankster's choice. I mean, what was funny is everyone was laughing, but it came to fruition. It was funny last week when, it was just a few days ago, that Tim Kaine, Hillary's VP nod, went to a rally. I think it was Tampa area, and three people showed up. Yeah, that's right. Three people showed up for a rally. Maybe the people are really want to change. Maybe I'm getting sucked in this. I don't even know anymore. I'm getting all sucked into this. I don't even know what to think. If Donald Trump is elected, I will be on the air tomorrow eating crow on Gorilla Radio. I will eat crow. If this isn't decided by then and there's some hanging chads thing or some scandal in Wayne County, counting the votes in Wayne County, Michigan, or something going on in Arizona or one of these states that is in Trump's corner, Ohio, I don't know. I'm just pretty amazing. I'm pretty shocked that this could happen. Maybe Liberty Lisa's right. Maybe they've got their clutches in the Trumpster. Maybe it's all a bunch of rhetoric. Maybe it is just a facade and a dog and pony show. Maybe it's true. Something's happening, though, folks. This ain't what the gangsta banksters and the people in the shadows expected to see. It's definitely not what I expected to see. You'd go check out what's happening in some of the groups. We'll see what's happening in Partisan Exchange. There was some definitely here in the social media, this group Partisan Exchange of about 5,000 people, but it's really going, the electoral map is up. President Trump, say it. Latest electoral map, thought it was a slam dunk for Hillary. Scott the Trumpster. Global markets right now tank as U.S. election results shock. We all know who the banksters support. We all know that. Right now, though, global stock markets are, this is from CNN Money, global stock markets are sinking and the Mexican currency is plunging as the initial results from the U.S. presidential election come in. U.S. stock futures are plunging, with key battleground states too close to call between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Dow futures have plummeted 700 points, or 4%, Tuesday night. Stock indexes across Asia were also deep in the red. Japan's Nikkei plummeted nearly 5%, and the Hang Seng in Hong Kong dropped around 3%. The markets hate uncertainty, and many investors believe Donald Trump's unpredictable nature and anti-trade stance could bring lots of global uncertainty if he wins the presidency. Shock and awe would aptly describe movements of the global markets right now, said Matt Simpson, a senior markets analyst at Think Markets. Stock futures really began tumbling after 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time as it became clear that several key battleground states, including Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida, were too close to call. It wasn't supposed to be this close, said Nicholas Colas, chief market strategist at the brokerage firm ConvergeX. Regardless of how things shake out in an hour or two, this is a surprise, a big surprise. The Mexican peso has plunged more than 10% to an all-time low after seesawing violently all evening as Trump started pulling ahead in key battleground states. Trump's anti-Mexico rhetoric has affected the value of the peso for weeks. Trump has talked about renegotiating or even ending NAFTA, the free trade deal between U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The Mexican economy is most tied to Donald Trump's criticism of global trade. It really is ground zero of the discussion economically, said Colas. Investors turned to assets that are seen as safer bets in times of uncertainty. Gold jumped more than 3%. And the Japanese yen surged more than 3% against the dollar. It is looking like another Brexit-type surprise, said Ryan Dietrich, senior market strategist at LPL Financial. The fear of uncertainty is taking fold, as the potential for a Trump victory has many taking a sell first and ask questions later approach. I got news for you guys. Two-thirds of the stock market, the Fortune 500, is controlled through securities and stocks by U.S. Government Incorporated. Imagine that. So, of course, they're shaking things up. I wonder what kind of short moves that the U.S. Government Incorporated took. And don't be surprised and don't believe that they would never do it. Wow. Real-time voting updates. It looks like they're calling Florida for the Trumpster. There's notes. Even if Clinton pulled out Michigan, she would need the New Hampshire and all of Maine. People are saying this is the largest upset ever, even if by some strange way Hillary makes 270. This has forever changed American politics. American politics. American politics. Wow. I'm totally flabbergasted. I really am. Well, this tells you right now that Donald Trump is over a 75% favorite to win the presidency, right, in the latest updates in Vegas. And I'm going to give a shout-out to Kevin Bechtold. He's here in the Partisan Exchange. He made the call yesterday. Wednesday's headline. Trump wins. The silent majority speaks. He may be on point. What are they going to do with the Newsweek magazines that all have Madam President Hillary Clinton? Newsweek calls it. Madam President Clinton hits the shelves due to a business decision at Zero Hedge. What are they going to do? 9 minutes ago, Todd Lua, Partisan Exchange, Trump at 254. What is going on? What is the future for Hillary? I mean, that would be her actually getting her comeuppance. That would actually be just desserts for that evil, vile woman. Arizona, I don't know how they're going to flip it. Trump has a 3.5-point lead in Arizona. New Hampshire, Trump has a 2.1% lead in there. I mean, this is going to be tough. Iowa, oh, Trump's got it solid lead. It's done in Iowa. Pennsylvania. Clinton is holding on by a hair, by less than 1%, but they're projecting it for Clinton. This is Nevada here. Hillary has a commanding 4.2% lead, if you can call that commanding. Utah, Trump is trouncing Hillary. We knew that was going to happen. What's scary is a tenth of a percent is Evan McMullen. He's a super conservative that runs for president in Utah. He is a 0.1% behind Hillary in Utah. I mean, this is pretty amazing stuff. I'm pretty shocked. If they're laying this out for us, I may be eating crow tomorrow on Gorilla Radio. It's too bad about the markets, but hey, release the cappers. Give the people their money back that you're holding it. Well, one good thing if Trumpster is POTUS, let me see. Lovely Liberty Lisa updated her status. Let's see what's going on. Liberty Lisa, I have to admit, this election is a nail biter. Even though I did not vote, ha ha ha, honestly, as much as I think both candidates are controlled and corrupt, I still prefer Trump. I thought it would be a landslide for Hillary, but this is much more fun. LOL. It is. Maybe this is all a big production, and when all the votes are counted tomorrow, there's going to be a new shakedown. But what you have to understand to keep this thing, this democracy going, is you have to have it close. You can't have blowouts. And my good friend Dan Klaper, we were texting each other earlier. He was saying, well, what about when Reagan took 49 of 50 states? And I said, well, that was to create the illusion of some kind of mandate against Carter. He said, but they're running against Mondale. I said, I understand that. But they wanted to set an example to balance the scales because it was going Democrat. You notice how it's ebb and flow, back and forth. Both these parties rely on each other. It's a divide and conquer thing. They really do. They rely on each other to uphold this thing. I myself, I'm gonna bow out here, abbreviated show, the Truth Train, the election show, because this one's too close to call. And I will admit, I thought I was going to be on here and telling everyone I told you so. It's all rigged. It's all Hitlery. And now I'm as puzzled as the next guy. I'm going to go watch these results. Tune in tomorrow, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. I will be doing an election wrap-up show. When everything is all put together, we're going to do an election wrap-up show on Gorilla Radio. I don't know if Lisa is working. I don't know if she'll be able to make it or not. But I will definitely be here. I have to do an election wrap-up show. And if I have to, I'll be eating crow tomorrow. If the way this looks stands, I will be eating crow. And part of me would be happy to do it because I just despise Hillary. I mean, I despise them both, but the Trumpster is definitely the least of two evils. And I can't believe I'm saying this crap as an anarchist, but I just, wow, I'm flabbergasted at this point. I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to throw deuces out there to everyone. Everyone that's tuning in, we're 2 hours later. Expecting the lovely Liberty Lisa. Sorry you had to put up with me. But we love you guys here on the Truth Train. Tomorrow, tune in to Truth Emerges Radio. It'll be some kind of election wrap-up show. Maybe I can wrap it up. Maybe it won't even be able to be wrapped up till tomorrow at 6 p.m. Pacific. I don't know. until then, people, peace out. Love everybody. We appreciate the listeners. Thanks, Lisa, for calling in. I know she's out of town working. I appreciate her taking a minute to call in. And we'll be more update. Have the ducks in the row. Everything will be figured out for tomorrow. Till then, till tomorrow, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern on Gorilla Radio. I bid you an adieu. Goodbye and good night, everybody. Love y'all.